Swapics, taking a look at what people on Twitter are saying about Tuesday's East Coast earthquake. It was a little post-lunch tremor, if you consider a 5.8 earthquake to be little, that left many along the East Coast
shaken, not stirred.
The rumbler was centered in Mineral, Virginia, but was felt all over the eastern seaboard, from Capitol Hill.
I was sitting on the third floor of the Capitol on the House side, and it felt as though this shockwave moved from the Senate side to the House side. And at first, there was just a slight trembling. There's an elevator bank very close to the office that I use, and I thought maybe it was something like that. They're also doing a lot of construction on Capitol Hill right now during the recess, you know, and refurbishing things, and I thought it might be some drilling related to that.
Fox Capitol Hill producer Chad Pergram isn't the only one to mistake it for construction.
After 3 to 4 seconds, when it continued, I realized that was not the case. And when my dogs went flying off the bed, I realized that, oh, we were having an earthquake.
Only difference, Chad Pergram's in Washington. That woman is in North Carolina.
I feel the earth move under my.
It was felt all the way from South Carolina up into Canada. At Steve Kazi knows why it was so widely felt, but West Coasters like at Affect UA, at Murphy Mike, and at Annoyed Gamer still think everyone overreacted. There was some damage, which at Walk EJE saw firsthand, and the National Cathedral tweeted photos of. So why did it happen? At Roger Nod and at Lord Voldemort 7 have their ideas, and as that crazy Sammy points out, there's still a hurricane on the way. I'm at Chris Honig.
I'm all shook up.
And those are your Hot Topics on Fox News Radio.
Yeah, yeah.